Today is Mother's Day, and Mother's Day marks an important holiday to honor the woman who raised you, the woman who nurtured you, the woman who loved and provided for you. You know, we're honoring today. The woman who stood up late at night holding you when you were sick. The woman who helped you with your homework. Well, sometimes they may not have helped you with your homework. Well, I can't do that. That's that new math. We celebrate them today. There are people out there that are not biological mothers, but they are mothers in the sense of care, love, provision. So there are mothers out there that may not have given you birth or given you life, but they've given you much more. Today we'll look at Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman. So let us stand and read God's word together from Proverbs 31. We'll read verses 25 through 31. Let us read God's word together. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this day and pray your blessings upon this message as it goes forth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The first portions of our Proverbs 31, verses 1 through 9, the sayings of King Lemuel. I say Lemuel, some may say Lemuel. They were inspired by his mom. This is something that the first nine verses is something that his mother taught him. Now, evidently, it couldn't have been taught to him just one time. So I would imagine that she did this over and over, because in order to learn something, or sometimes in order to remember something, you have to do it over and over. Proverbs 31, 10 through end of the chapter was written not to instruct women everywhere how to get married and have children. But it was also to celebrate wisdom in action. So this is more, is not just necessarily about parents doing their jobs or moms doing their job. It's the wisdom of that job. In verse 25, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She is clothed with strength and dignity. Now, all of us came here with some clothes on, didn't we? We are clothed in our material goods. Well, Proverbs is kind of metaphorical. The word of God is filled with scriptures encouraging us to clothe or adorn ourselves. Adorn yourself with majesty and dignity. Clothe yourself with glory and splendor, from Job. Also, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. So we're all kind of told to clothe ourselves with something. And the word of God is definitely going to make sure that we clothe ourselves in something good. The writer is not speaking of the apparel of the writer is speaking of the apparel of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So she is clothed in these things. This woman is clothed in the apparel of the Spirit. Now, this list emphasizes the contrast between a person who is led by the Holy Spirit, demonstrating godly character, versus one who is focused on the desires of the flesh. Now, this woman is clothed in strength and dignity, and her inward clothing displays an internal strength. Wouldn't we all like to have that? An internal strength just to know when things are going wrong, you have the strength to just keep going. This woman is clothed in strength and dignity, and her inward clothing displays divine wisdom, giving her confidence to face the future and unexpected challenges. But have you ever thought about where this woman gets her strength and dignity from? This woman does not get her strength and dignity from all the things that she's done. She doesn't get it from her achievements. She doesn't get it from her job title. She doesn't receive her strength and dignity from anything else, the word of God, or from God. In chapter 1 of Proverbs, starts out with, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if you don't fear the Lord, you're not going to have it. Your knowledge is not beginning yet. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We know that this woman is not a fool. She is wise, and her knowledge has begun. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Her strength and dignity is found in her respect for the Lord. She is clothed in strength and dignity because she completely loves and fears God. This woman completely loves and fears God. Verse 26, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She doesn't have a bad thing to say, does she? Now, wisdom, according to Revel, is the ability to discern or recognize right choices. While the ability to discern wise choices depends on possession of relevant knowledge, wisdom in Scripture refers to the distinct mental process of weighing and judging alternatives. So this woman is just not going to make a rash decision. She's going to weigh the pros and cons of every situation. And from there, she's going to make that decision. So basically, wisdom is the art of being successful, of forming the correct plan to gain the desired results. So what is a mother's desired result as it pertains to her children? She wants some form of success. Number one, I want you to graduate from school, right? I may want you to go on to college. I want you to be a role model to some degree to say, look, do something positive with your life. The art of being successful, wisdom. The art of being successful, of forming the correct plan to gain the desired result. Now, the foundation of this wisdom is the heart, the center of moral and intellectual decision. In Kings, it says, so give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? Again, in Kings, in verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Verse 27, she watches over the affairs of her household. She guards, she protects the affairs of her household. Whether it's the bills, whether it's the kids, whatever it is, she's watching over her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Well, the bread of idleness literally means eyes looking everywhere. The eyes looking everywhere. Her main concern is her family. She's not looking anywhere else to find an answer to her family. I don't need to look to my friend down the street. I don't need to look to anything else or anyone else because all of my answers are with me because I fear the Lord. I don't need to look anywhere else. So she's not going to consume the bread of idleness. She's not going to consume looking for answers pertaining to her family anywhere else but right there in her family. This Proverbs woman is compassionate, hardworking, wise, strong, trusting, clothed in God's power and encompassed by his glory. Her first thoughts are not to look somewhere else concerning the affairs of her household. Her first thoughts is for the well-being of the members of her household. That's what this Proverbs 31 woman is about. Her household. She is not afraid to work. She is not afraid to work. She knows how to use her skills to provide for her family. She knows how to use her strengths to the best of her knowledge and to her advantage. And she fully realizes how valuable her efforts are. She ensures that these under her care receive what they need, food, clothing, and protection. Now, in this time, the primary job for the woman was basically, you know, yarning and making clothes and that sort of thing. But a woman today, can be a psychologist, can be a teacher, can be a seamstress, can be a governor, can be an actress, stay-at-home mom. She gets up in the morning and gets things done for the household. So one of the characteristics of wisdom, taking care of your responsibilities. All of us know that if you don't take care of your responsibilities, things are not going to go well. That's not a wise thing to do, to not be responsible. So one of the characteristics of wisdom is your responsibilities, taking care of your responsibilities. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Her husband and her children, who best know her, sees her unselfishness. I mean, she's getting up, cooking them breakfast, making sure their clothes are prepared, making sure everything is prepared for them for their day. They see her unselfishness. They see her love and care that she has for all of them. They are proud of her. They will honor her because she fulfilled their lives with the wonderful blessings of tireless service. She doesn't complain. I mean, her tender affection, her selfless attention to devoted companionship and diligent labor. She doesn't complain. She does all this stuff, and she does not complain about it. But their children arise and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he gives her praise. So husbands, don't forget to give your wife some praises. Dear, thank you for the meal that you cooked last night. Dear, thank you for, you know, cleaning up the house. Let us not forget that. We're human. We do forget those things, and we can do better because our wives, our mothers, they deserve it. There can be no higher joy for a mother than for her children to grow up to praise her as the source of her wisdom that made them godly. Now, the thing that she does, though, she internalizes all this, and eventually what she does at home, she begins to do out in the community. She began to help others. So one of the another characteristics of wisdom is grace to help others. Grace to help others. In verse 29, it says, "Many, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all." So this woman in Proverbs 30:31, phenomenal woman. Verse 30, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. But to have a wife who fears God and keeps his commandments is without a doubt the greatest for any husband or child to have. That's the greatest thing, a woman that fears God. Men desire beautiful women, for God made them to be visually stimulated. God also designed every feature of a woman to attract the man's sight. See, men desire beautiful women, for God made them to be visually stimulated. But God also designed every feature of a woman to attract the man's sight. And a beautiful woman has these features in abundance. Beauty is a woman's physical attractiveness. But according to Scripture, beauty is a deception of the senses and a failing charm. In other words, it ain't gonna last long. Over time or some bizarre accident, beauty is vain and worthless, without value or profit, and it does not indicate character. In fact, beauty often creates more problems than pleasure, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised, is to be honored. Any single individual that fears the Lord are taken notice of and highly valued by God, if you fear the Lord. The other characteristic of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. If I fear the Lord, wow, So men, when we were looking for our women, they were beautiful to us. But hopefully we looked a little deeper and saw their soul, their true beauty, the internal side of things. True holiness and virtue command permanent respect and affection far more than charm and beauty of face and form. I mean, think about it. Look at what's going on in our world today. Women now, 50, 60 years old, you know, getting facelifts and everything else. Of course. You know, you have people now getting all these operations to try to be that perfect whatever, spending thousands upon thousands of dollars to come up with this look. And some even want to look like actors and actresses. For what? Where is your heart? Where is that soul? For some, it's not there. Today on this Mother's Day, it's every year, one day a year. We need to get better at honoring our mothers and our wives and our sisters and our nieces, because they deserve it. And I think back to my mom and some of the things I put my mom through. But had I not gone through some of the things I went through, I don't know if I would be the person that I am today. Because even through all of that, she didn't give up on me. She showed me a certain amount of love that, you know, some days you wonder, do I really deserve that from my mother? As bad as I've been? But anyway, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, as in Proverbs 1:7. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, this is the beginning of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One. And then I believe in verse 30, we show you that the woman who fears the Lord. So you have the fear of the Lord in the beginning of Proverbs, and you have the fear of the Lord at the end of Proverbs, which is important. So the characteristics of wisdom, taking care of your responsibilities, grace to help others, the fear of the Lord. I wish all of you a happy Mother's Day, and may these characteristics of wisdom be ingrained in your heart. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this day and pray your blessings upon it as we go throughout the rest of this day, honoring our mothers. We just thank you, dear God, for this message, and just ask that you continue to work with all of us in honoring you as our Lord and Savior, and honoring you, dear God, daily. Whether we pray, worship, honor you in one way or another. Help us to remember the characteristics of wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.